Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, now we're getting used to the fact that Joe Maddon is really gone. We knew he was let go a few weeks ago, but now with the new home and the Cubs still in the search for their new manager, we will see who leads the Cubs from this point on.
I thought that Kenny Rosenthal wrote a really interesting story on The Athletic where he talked about the fact that the Angels, it's a very dark time for the Angels given the information that's come out regarding the awful Tyler Skaggs death.
Right.
And then, of course, the fact that apparently he had been using drugs long before his death and that the team was aware of it. I mean, this is a very difficult time for the Angels, and you bring in a guy like Joe, and as much as they want to say that it's all about the baseball, there could be an element also of just sort of righting the ship and bringing in a steady hand and a guy who spent 31 years in the organization.
Yeah, Mike, I think that's right. I mean, it couldn't happen at a better time for the Angels to bring a more positive guy than Joe Maddon. I mean, nobody brings the positive cachet and the outlook being great more than Joe did. We watched it for 5 years here. No matter how far down they got or how desperate a situation got, Joe was able to find some positive layers and come off in a way where he was believable. I know this story, the message got old at the end when the players weren't able to get anything done at the end of 2018 and the end of 2019. But Joe managed to be credible throughout all of that, and that's exactly what they need in Los Angeles right now.
Let's get to the Cubs, and not just the manager search, because that's going on. We understand what's happening there and who they're interviewing, but I want to get to some of the other things that Theo Epstein had to say during his postseason press conference where he went 81-plus minutes. And one of the more interesting things that he had to say is he admitted that the Cubs have not done a good job of finding a capable replacement at the top of the order for what Dexter Fowler gave them during the 2016 season. And as we look forward to 2020, what do you think is going to happen at the leadoff spot?
Well, I think they're going to have to make a trade. And, I don't know if a free agent will make it happen. So is it Whit Merrifield, who's long been rumored to be traded to the Cubs by Kansas City, a guy that has led the American League in hits the last 2 years, good speed. He has the ability to play the two positions that the Cubs are going to seek help at, second base and center field. So he can play both. And more importantly, the leadoff man that they would like to have under contract for 3 more years, that's a deal that can be done because Kansas City, although they like Merrifield, is not ready to win. And they did so well with the Soler trade with 48 home runs leading the American League last year for the Royals that they would not be afraid to make another move. And, you would have to think a combination of some players, including Ian Happ, would be satisfactory in a deal for Merrifield. The other wild possibility is Mookie Betts, who is in the last year of his contract with the Red Sox. Do the Cubs really have even with 1 year only of control over Betts, the combination to trade back to the Red Sox. So that would be kind of a wild card on that situation. But a guy like Merrifield fits the bill, and they definitely have to do better in the leadoff spot because for the last couple of years, their philosophy was we have on-base percentage guys. In 2018, we were third in the National League in on-base from the leadoff spot, so we're going to be good. Well, it just wasn't last year. They were among the worst in baseball leading off last year.
I think it was Joe Sheehan I saw on Twitter said something to the effect of when you see what the White Sox have, what the players that they have coming back, the people that they're going to be moving up, the injured players coming back, etc., that if they do not make a big ticket signing, the amount of money they have, if they don't make a big ticket signing, then what are they actually trying to do? And I got to tell you, it's kind of haunted me since I read it. I've been thinking about it quite a bit because they really need to step up and do something. And you know, the question then is who? And I'm almost at a point where I'm like anyone, just get a big ticket item. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just think to show progress, it might be a good idea.
Yeah, Mike, they're going to have to. And, you know, I still think Dallas Keuchel is the right guy. He's a veteran. Maybe his best years are behind him, but he's still a very serviceable pitcher who could give them some credibility and a different look. You know, he's the type of pitcher like Burley who depends on the sinker, slider, command. Less is more, meaning that instead of trying to throw 93, 94, you're more like a 89, 88, 87. Your breaking ball is 77, 75, 73. In other words, he's a pitcher. So this is the type of guy that the White Sox need to complete their rotation. You hope you have the continued growth. Giolito, one of the top pitchers in the league last year. You hope Lopez is the guy that we saw in 2018 and only briefly last year, maybe in five starts where he was dominant. And you're hoping that Kopech comes back and is the viable power arm in the rotation as well. But they have work to do. I would say they need not one but two starting pitchers via trade or free agency to add to that team.
Speaking of trades, it's no secret that I think the Cubs are going to break up that core that fans have become familiar with over the last 5 years. What's realistic in terms of who's still going to be here and what the Cubs are looking to do if they trade one of those big pieces?
I think they're trading the pre- and post-game host, is what I've heard. And the guy that did such a splendid job doing play-by-play with Pat, that's a possibility. But in reality, you know, Bryant's name keeps getting thrown around. And the reason people, I think, you know, you kind of try to get a feel for what the fans are thinking with Bryant. And, you know, he has 2 years left just like some of their other big players. They're all about 2 years left. Some of the thinking is that he hasn't produced the way that everybody thought he would, that he's not the run producer, although you have to understand that Joe batted him second most of the last 3 years until probably the second half of 2019, and there was nobody getting on base ahead of him, as we just talked about with the on-base problem leadoff. But I think there is a feeling that Bryant could bring you back three young players, maybe one or two of them that can go right into your right onto your team and help you win this year. And then you have replenished a system that has not been able to produce young star players. So that would be the type of trade that you might see happen during the winter meetings. And, you know, you think back to when he was a rookie of the year in 2015, the most valuable player in the National League in 2016, and you say, this is our guy for the next 10 years. And you see it now, and you feel there is that possibility that Bryant will be the guy to go.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy to catch up with you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.